Welcome to the Tradies in Business podcast with your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Divert your phone and grab a brew as Waz and Nick unpack tips, tales, secrets and stuff-ups from guests both inside and outside your trade, helping educate and inspire you to break the cycle of gut-busting and money stress and create a true trade business.
It's Friday.
It is Friday. That's exciting.
I love Fridays.
Why do you love Fridays so much?
Because the phone doesn't ring on Saturdays and I know that it's only one sleep away.
I love Fridays because I get to say fuck on the podcast.
Oh, naughty. I still really struggle with this.
We haven't done one of these for a while.
No, we haven't.
I think we got a bit of fuck fatigue.
Well, you know how good I am at saying it ordinarily. It's a different story when there's a microphone in your face.
I know. It's like standing in public in the shopping centre and swearing.
I don't. I'm pretty sure I probably have done that.
Yeah.
I've usually got teenagers. Kids?
Yeah. I cringe when I hear parents do that.
Do you? My kids are, it's part of, I was brought up the same. My mother's a massive swearer.
Okay.
And it was never, it's not a person, well, in my house it wasn't a personal thing. It was never. It was more a sigh of frustration, I suppose.
I never heard my mother swear. I think I was about 17 or 18. And mum said fuck once at my brother.
He must have been naughty.
He was good at winding both my parents up actually, especially my mother. And she floored him. Hey, he's a few years younger than me, and he couldn't believe it. It's just like his mouth and his eyes were like dinner plates. Mum said fuck.
Well, it's been a common word in my vocabulary for quite some time. I've never told my children that they're an effing idiot or anything like that.
Yeah, that's what makes me cringe with
that's
people.
That's different.
Yeah.
But I will just sigh and say, fuck, or for fuck's sake, through gritted teeth as I do now in the studio.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, usually when we've got a guest. No, that's not true. So today we're not talking about swearing though, even though we just did that for 2.5 minutes.
Actually, somebody that we might allude to today swears a lot. You're thinking now, who's she talking about?
Who are you talking about? You're not talking about me again, are you?
No.
Today we're talking about wankers.
Yeah. Okay, let's go there.
We're talking a bit about wankers, and more specifically though, it's something that you and I have been really wrestling with, Coxie.
We have.
Is
wanking. Sorry, that begged to be said.
Just going to move on from that one. No, it's this whole self-promotion thing.
Yeah, we're not good at it.
Oh, we are so shit at promoting ourselves. So much so that even you listening to this podcast, yes, that's you listening, probably don't know that Nicole and I, we mentor tradies.
We do.
We have a DIY business training program.
We do.
We have mastermind groups
we do.
Running where you can join a small group of other tradies and do a business plan for your trade business and have us critique it for you and help you implement things and teach you how to improve your business. You probably don't know that.
No.
Because we don't fucking talk about it.
I know.
Why don't we talk about that?
Because it feels so disingenuous.
It
doesn't feel like us.
And I've struggled with this for years and I think I speak for you as well, Coxie, that
yes.
It's just something that we're really uncomfortable with, and yet we see other players in our market space that are very good at self-promotion.
Very good at self-promotion.
Like very, very good.
Really good.
They're like self-promotion guns.
Well, that's their business almost, isn't it?
Yeah. And that's the thing, isn't it? They've become... Really, like they've become experts at self-promotion.
That's the point.
But the problem for a lot of us, and I suspect for you listening to this podcast, as a trade business owner, it feels like you're a wanker when you do it.
Hello. We're Australians, right? We're a humble bunch. We're brought up, I don't know about you, but I feel that you were brought up in a home very similar to mine.
Yep.
With tradies for parents, and you didn't big note yourself.
That's exactly the words I was going to say.
For it.
My dad always said, never big note yourself.
Never. Never,
no
never.
One
You're just
likes
inviting trouble.
Who big notes themselves.
Absolutely. And imagine if you did it. I actually see it at my boys' school or in their football club. The kids that are big noting themselves, the other kids can't stand them.
And that's where I think we've all got it wrong. I think those of us, and I'll include our listeners and you and me in this. The people who genuinely do a great job, care about their customers or their members or whatever it is, passionate about what they do, they have a level of the gas factor, the give a shit factor.
Mm-hmm.
They're real. I actually think we're doing our customers and members and our greater community a huge disservice by taking that a bit too far the other way and not recognizing that there's a difference between big noting and just promoting yourself.
Or celebrating.
Yeah. I've struggled with this for 15, 20 years. Actually, probably my whole life. So 22 years. But
I thought it was only 21 and a half.
No, I just turned 22 in my mind.
Yeah. Times three.
The mirror says something different. But but yeah, it's something I've never been able to really get over.
Mm.
And I actually think I've found a different place with this in the last couple of weeks. For anyone who hasn't been following along on social media lately, and this episode is coming out in mid-July 2019. So if you're listening to this a bit down the track, g'day and welcome to the podcast. Where the hell have you been? And if you're one of our listeners who follow along and listen to these as they get released, good on you. You're a champion. I did a 4,000 kilometre trip on my motorbike solo in the middle of winter to Tasmania.
Yeah, look, I'm crossing my arms because I'm cold. You're thinking about cold. It every time.
And I've come back to my home base in Toowoomba as another Arctic blast comes through. And like, it's, I think it was minus 12 in Glen Innes this morning,
mm-hmm.
Up on the Tablelands. And Toowoomba was freaking cold. It was like minus 6 where's that place where the Well Camp, where the airport is up here.
But that's positively tropical compared to what you've just come from.
Yeah. And I was sleeping in a tent. I remember one of the mornings I actually woke up at 5:30 so I could pack and get on the road early, up on the snowy mountains, sort of tableland area, mm-hmm. or high country. I couldn't get out of the friggin' tent because the zip was frozen shut.
Oh,
I was
wow.
like, fuck, how do I get out of the tent? I'm going to have to piss on the zip.
I was about to say, I hope you're not busting to go to the toilet.
I was actually. Anyway, I digress. So, I had a lot of time to think about stuff, right? And, I've gotten a bit frustrated with our tradies in the last few months.
That makes two of us.
And in reality, Coxie, I've given myself a bit of an uppercut because it's my fault that we're not touching more tradespeople appropriately. It's my fault that people don't know what we do. It's my fault that some of these other players in our marketplace are perhaps getting more follows and getting more traffic and getting more customers maybe.
Yep.
And it's my fault for being such a timid little bitch and just getting it so fucking wrong with this idea of big noting myself, because why wouldn't I be proud of the fact that we have literally helped thousands of tradies in their businesses in the last 12 months?
We have.
Why wouldn't we be proud of that? And why wouldn't we tell people about that?
Yeah, good point.
And share that?
Because it feels weird.
Because it feels like a wanker.
I know.
What
if somebody disagrees with me? You know, what if I were to stand up and say, I'm a really good business mentor. I've helped thousands of tradies improve their business. I've helped plenty of businesses and marriages not fail.
Yeah.
And somebody says, actually, I don't think you helped me all that much. I feel a bit scared of that one little tiny voice.
So what if one of our members said that? What if one of our listeners listening to this episode said, oh, you know, I feel like I've done so much good work for my clients.
Yeah,
like a builder.
Okay, good point, yeah.
I've built, 50 homes in the last 10 years and I've done some amazing projects and had so many happy customers, and I'd love to tell more people about that, but I had these two jobs once.
Yes.
And, oh my gosh, they were a fucking nightmare. I just feel like I can't really say about all the good stuff that I did because I had these couple of horror jobs. What would you say to them?
I'd tell them, I'd remind them of all the good work that they had done and that those two little voices don't mean anything against the crowd of big voices that'll tell everyone that you did a great job. We all make mistakes. Yes, Warwick, stop smiling at me.
I'm grinning like a Cheshire Cat here. Yes, you are. It's so easy for me to give other people advice,
Coxie. I know, right? So maybe even I should practice what we preach and we'll give each other advice.
We'll coach each other on the podcast and just let other people listen in.
There you are.
But I mean, we wanted to share this with you today as a listener because I think our problems are exactly the same as our listeners' problems. Definitely. And our members' problems.
Definitely.
In this area especially, where so many of us are so worried about posting on social media about a great job that we did. I mean, I had a conversation with one of our members just in the last couple of days where they're worried about putting stuff on social media in case it's too big notey or too out there and it's not right. And it's like, fuck that. Just put it out there.
Absolutely.
You guys are awesome.
Yes.
Put your stuff out there. What if someone doesn't like it? It's like, well, fuck them.
Yeah.
There's plenty more people out there.
So maybe it's about the language. Maybe it's about the language that we've perceived to be big notey and the language that we then want to use about whatever it is. So it's a celebration, right, of the things that we're doing well. Is it no different to me sharing a photo of my nice kitchen because it's clean and tidy today? It's the same thing.
Mm.
I'm big noting myself. Yeah. My kitchen's clean today. Woohoo.
Wanker.
Thanks. Thank you.
But I don't think I have a definitive answer. What has probably given me some clarity in the last couple of weeks especially is the distinction between big noting and just being proud of our achievements.
Yes, right? Yes.
This is the same in my personal life, with my health and fitness, with, you know, I got a lot of fantastic messages from people on my journey south. You know, I went and saw my daughter at the same time and I had a four-day break in Tassie and spent some time with my seven-year-old daughter down there. And, the last 5 years has been fucking tough for me.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also been so much amazing change and positivity and joy. And I'm living the best life ever.
Uh-huh.
And I see my daughter three times a year
mm-hmm.
for about a week at a time.
Yep.
And I've had some incredible messages from people saying, "Was, I don't know how you do it, man. How do you stay so moderate or measured or positive or whatever?" And it's not like that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
My face leaked a bit this morning because I saw my daughter a week ago and I'm missing her terribly today.
Uh-huh, of course.
That lasts for an hour and then I get back on the horse and life's good again. And I guess it's just that, and I'm talking about this now because sharing that is no different to sharing some fantastic client stories that you and I have played a part in. You know, we've got a member, I won't say who it is. We've got a member who has been really worried about a presence on social media. I think you'll know who I'm talking about. They've started charging for quotes mm-hmm. and the advice that they give. And they are getting so much confidence from hanging out in the trade desk in our member site. And they literally, I called them on Facebook Messenger to have a chat to them the other day.
Yeah.
Just to answer their question more easily than typing the bloody thing because the response was going to be a bit long. And they've spent thousands of dollars with another coach in this space. And unfortunately, they haven't really, their words, not mine, they haven't got value out of it. They said they've got way more out of the trade desk than they have out of a $10,000 coaching program.
Mm-hmm.
And for me to say that, I'm standing here with you. I can see you're like, and I'm kind of clenching my butt cheeks and thinking, oh, I feel like so much of a wanker. But they're the stories that keep you and me pumped up. And
they are.
We don't talk about them.
That's a good point. And then, well, how? I guess maybe my question would be, And this is me talking to you, I suppose, not so much the listener, but the listener would be now, put yourself in your same shoes, right? Pretend you're the client and you're thinking about somebody taking on your service in your chosen field. How do our potential members know what value there is in what we do unless we share some of those stories? So the same thing can be said for you as a plumber. Let's say you're a plumber. What makes you different to the other plumbers in your sphere?
Mm.
How do they know? How does your client know if you don't tell them?
And you know what? It might be, and I've said this to so many tradies over the years, hey, that they've said the same thing. Oh, I don't like doing that stuff, Woz, because it's so much bullshit. You know, I don't promote myself. Like, I hate people that do that, and it feels really shit and weird. And, you know, I just want to do a good job for people. I'm like, okay, so when you come up on a quote against a couple of other trades, who do you reckon's the best person to do the job for that client? You or the other trades? Like, oh, well, me.
Of course.
I'm a fucking awesome plumber.
Yes.
I do great work. I care about my clients. You know, I've been doing this for 20 years. I'm passionate. I've got all these systems or quality or whatever, right? And I'm like, great. So why would you basically diss on that client and let them go and work with someone inferior to you? Do you think that's caring about that client?
Yeah.
Or do you think it would be better if you actually told them how good you are
and
shared stories like I just did of one of our members of some of the fantastic client stories that you've got and the testimonials that you've got from people?
Yes.
So that that client can make an informed choice that, shit, I actually want to work with Bob, the plumber, because he sounds like the best plumber out of all three, even though he's not the cheapest.
Yes.
Thank God I didn't work with the other guy, because I've heard a few things about him around town. You know, it's like, why wouldn't you want to do the job for that client and look after them?
That's a good point.
So promote yourself, idiot.
You, we're talking to you.
Yeah, yeah, not me. Are you listening? No. Not me. I don't need to take my own advice.
Neither.
But it is, it's, I just reckon we've got it wrong, Coxie. It's this, it's that big noting versus promoting and educating.
Okay, so there's a really big difference though, right? So big noting is just constantly standing up and telling everybody how good you are as opposed to
even if you're not.
This is what other people are saying about me.
I reckon big noting, this is my definition, right? Is saying all that really cool stuff even if maybe the evidence isn't there.
Okay, so the builder calls them the show bags.
Show bags.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember the whole point here. So we talk about this often because, you know, obviously with teenage boys, they play sport. There's always some show bags, in inverted commas, in the team. There's always these kids that talk up a big game and then they walk away with nothing. They just don't have the performance to back up what they're telling everyone they can do. There's a really clever little reason it's a show bag, but of course I can't remember right now. But they, it's a really common thing, I think in both sexes, but particularly I see it more so with my boys than I do with my girls. Maybe it's the we're not going to go into that. That's too big a subject. But I see with the boys, and you know what? 9 times out of 10, what I see in the boys is it's actually those kids that are big noting themselves, different to promoting yourself. The ones big noting themselves are the ones that are really struggling with their own self-confidence because they know they're not great.
It's a smokescreen, right?
Yes. So if I tell everyone I'm all right, maybe they'll think I'm okay and therefore I become worthwhile.
Yeah.
That's really different to what we're asking you to do. We're asking you to promote yourself, to tell people what other people are saying about you. You've had a great experience with a client. Share that. It's not hard to share. Pop the review on your Facebook page. Do a little video to say, hi, I'm with Tom and I did this job with Tom and Tom just wanted to let you know this. And have Tom tell your people that. I mean, there's nothing more genuine than a client giving the review to the camera. And it's easy to do.
And as you say that, I think, how come we're not doing that,
Coxie? I don't know. We really need to practice what we preach.
So if you're one of our members and you're listening to
look
this.
Out.
Yeah, we're going to be hitting you up for a video.
Absolutely. We do have one video we haven't shared yet.
Yeah. Yeah, we got one video from a member.
I know, but it's a cracking video. Such thousands, a sweet video.
Thousands of people. It's like we got one fucking video.
Because we've never asked.
I know. Why haven't we asked?
Because we feel like wankers.
Hmm. So, yeah, it's I've probably got half an idea why it's a show bag. I could make something up, but
all show and no go. I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know what? Show bags used to be really cool. When I was a kid, you got good stuff in show bags, but now they're like, come and get your show bag, you know, and you spend $15 on a show bag, and it's just full of shit.
It's plastic and lollies.
It is literally full of shit.
Mm.
It's all, you know, showy on the outside.
Yes.
But it's full, just of full of shit.
That's exactly what it is. Hello, yeah. You've come across it. Thank you.
So don't be a show bag.
No, don't be a show bag. I think it's a real Queensland term.
Yeah, probably.
Neither of us are from Queensland.
No. So, I definitely think we all could do a much better job of just sharing some of the cool stuff about our business. And you know what? It's going to be weird and funky and you're going to feel like a wanker. So what? What's the worst thing that could happen?
Okay, can we talk to that? Let's talk about that.
Okay.
So, we've got this Mr. Plumber and he's had those two jobs that weren't so great. Why not expose them?
Ooh, shit. What do you mean?
Why not? I don't necessarily mean get into the nitty-gritty of it, but maybe talk about the lessons you learnt from something that went wrong. Rather than hiding from a mistake you've made, why not actually talk to that mistake? Okay, I really stuffed up on the last job job I did 5 years ago because I didn't communicate well with my client, and that's now why we have these processes in place. Jeez. Why not just expose it? If you've taken the lesson that you learned and you've considered that and you've developed a process and fixed it and then you're telling people about that, suddenly that person that might crop up and complain doesn't have any power.
Well, that's a topic dear to my heart, Coxie, which you – I don't think I'm banned from talking about it on the podcast, but ownership
and
responsibility.
You're not banned. You're just not allowed to get too ranty.
Yeah, yeah. It is taking ownership of that though.
Yeah.
And I think it's a great strategy. I don't know if we see anybody have a crack at that.
I don't think I ever have.
If you want to have a chop at it, let us know.
We'd love to help
you. And we'll give you some exposure.
Yeah.
We'll help big note you. I mean, promote you. but yeah, you know, it's like, hey guys, so I just want to talk to you about a job that has turned to absolute custard for us here at Bob's Plumbing.
Yes.
Now, this is really uncomfortable for us, but there's a reason we want to share this with you. And it's because it really highlights some of the ways that we're learning and growing and improving in our business. And, you know, Coxie, social media, I think these days, as much as I loathe the platform and the tone of what's going on social media lately, like it actually concerns me a little bit from a social standpoint. But from a business point of view, social media still rewards honesty and authenticity and reality.
Yes.
True reality, not, you know, Kardashian type reality.
No.
So, time and again, I see our members who pick up the ball, sprout some cojones, and get in front of a video camera and just do authentic, real videos. They get rewarded.
Of course they do.
Time and time again.
And why don't we do so much video?
Because that's what wankers do.
We're going to change that again, aren't we?
But it's all bullshit. We've just created this piss poor excuse to not put ourselves out there because we're afraid that one person or three people out of 500 or 20 or whatever, but it's always a small percentage, will go, oh, you're a wanker, mate. And so I am. Thanks for your feedback.
Moving on.
I had this recently with an Instagram post that I did.
Yeah.
And I did it in the car.
Yes.
And I was driving.
Yes.
And speaking.
Yep.
I looked at the phone occasionally. I glanced at it. No different to how I glance at the speedo every 0.3 of a second so I don't get a fucking speeding fine. Do you know, I was chatting to a guy. On my trip to Tasmania.
Here we go.
We were standing at the ferry terminal in Devonport.
Mm-hmm.
And he was from Melbourne. He was heading back home. And he got pinged a speeding fine for 2 km over the limit.
Oh.
Yeah. 2 km over the limit. Well, that really
falls foul of your theory, doesn't it?
That was horseshit. I was like, geez, I'm going to have to be a bit careful.
You're going to have to change the way you drive.
Not that I'm a speeder. I'm really grateful for the cruise control.
Depends on your version of speeder.
Yeah. Anywho, I just get up to the speed limit really quickly. So, back to the story. So, I did an Instagram video post and I don't even remember what the topic was about, but someone took it upon themselves to message me privately, fortunately. Mm-hmm. Actually, no, they... Yeah, they messaged me privately, to their credit.
Yes.
It wasn't done publicly. So,
no, not at all.
You know, respect to that person. And basically threw a punch at me about using my video camera while driving.
I don't know if it was a punch. It was more like a bit of a hard tap. If well, that was a punch, I could take that one.
It was, yeah, it was a bit on the front foot. It was pretty critical. I mean, I don't give a shit because that sort of stuff happens, right? Mm-hmm. I'm okay with my own self-esteem, but I took it really hard. but I was a little bit surprised, actually. I thought, geez, that's a bit tacky. Uh-huh. When you don't even know me, dude. Uh-huh. Like, just, you know, took it upon themselves to be very critical. And I deleted my reply about 3 times before I finally sent the one that I sent.
Which was very professional.
Which was just thanking them for their feedback, and I appreciate their concern about, you know, driving whilst talking on the phone or using the video camera and all that sort of stuff. And I get that, you know, we're seen by a whole bunch of people on social media, so, and I did, I took it on board. And to his credit, he sent back a little while later after he got my reply, thanked me for my mature response, and apologized for taking a swipe at me without really knowing me or the situation or anything, you know. And then went on to say about all the fantastic work that we do and how he loves our content and stuff. So it's like, you know, if I hadn't put myself out there, he wouldn't have said any of those good things either. I think we have to risk ourselves sometimes to, I think, make a difference and make an impact. And we're always too worried about getting that negative feedback. And, you know, at the time I was like, geez, dude, like, fucking having a crack at me just because I'm doing a video in the car. I mean, when was the last time you ate a Subway or lit a cigarette or something? Uh-huh. You know, everyone does it. But I think if we play it too safe because we're too worried about getting that critical feedback, then we miss the opportunity to make a difference to more people.
Uh-huh.
And I survived. I didn't cry.
You weren't offended.
I wasn't mortally offended. And in actual fact, it turned into a really cool conversation.
It turned into a very positive conversation.
Yeah.
And that's because you just took it on board. Yeah. Rather than get upset, rather than carry on and send a nasty reply, which would have been easy to do. You just took it on board.
I typed 3 of them.
Okay.
First one started with the F word. No. But same goes for you, listeners. It's like you post a video about your plumbing and some, you know, potato head posts something critical about it. Because, I don't know, they're having a bad day or they're just a wanker or whatever. It's like, so what?
And here's the thing. So, I had one this morning as well. I got one on the blog and it was really detailed. It's American, so I'm going to discount it in this case because it's a different industry.
Yep.
But they're really bagging out builders that are charging for quotes. Like, really bagging them out. And it is, they swear in it. It is one of the worst comments I've ever had. And I've left it because I need to step away and not
breathe,
snap.
Breathe, Nicole. Yes.
And then come back to it. But my point is, right, we all have our own individual thought processes. And regardless of whether I agree with their thought process or not, that's theirs to have. And it's not my position to change that.
Yep.
So my position is simply to probably explain a few of the points where they're emphatically wrong, to give them the opportunity to grow from a different experience and then let it be because I'm never going to change their mind.
No.
So it's more about, in that case, when you do get that negative feedback, it's about addressing it. Yep, okay, thank you for your feedback. Or I'll take it on board. Or great to hear from you. But don't ever tell them they're wrong because they don't think they're wrong.
No.
And you just create an argument that you don't need to have.
That's never going to go anywhere positive.
You can't tell an idiot they're an idiot.
No.
You really can't.
No.
They're never going to hear you.
No. I love that quote. Never argue with an idiot because I'll drag you down to their level and beat you with experience.
So true, is it not?
So, here's the thing. Self-promotion is not big noting yourself.
No, it's not. It's very
different. Can we make that black and white statement?
Yes.
Great. So, everyone's going to see more self-promotion from you and me, Coxie, yeah?
Yes, they are.
Ooh, you can do those videos.
Okay.
I'll just hold the camera.
All right, I'm on. I'll do it. Let's do it.
And I want to put a challenge out to our Fuck It Friday listeners because I think we have a particular type of listener that that does the Fuck It Fridays.
I think so.
And then the ones that also listen to the other ones. So if you're listening to this and you have a smartphone and you have
a business. Does anybody not have a smartphone?
And you have a business.
Yes.
And you have a social media account.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see you promoting your good work, promoting a client, a positive client story, promoting a learning from a custard job.
Oh, please somebody do that. I will send a prize to somebody who does that.
Oh, here you go.
There you are.
Do a video on your social channel, either tag Tradies in Business or share it to our page.
Yes.
And
we'll send you something.
We'll send you some merch.
Yep.
We got some cool Tradies in Business merch being produced as we speak. So do a video, tag Tradies in Business and or share it to our page, Tradies in Business.
And this is specifically speaking to something you've learned from a job that went
shit. So it's got to be a job that turned to shit and what you learned from it.
Yes. But we will also pick some random other people from their videos. You've got to tag us in your video.
Yeah. Make sure you tag us.
Talk about yourself or your business and what you're doing right. Promote yourself.
Yep.
And we'll choose some random winners.
Yeah. So we'll send some merch out. We'll private message you. And
this is exciting. I love giving away stuff.
And we'll start promoting ourselves because apparently we actually work with tradies.
We do.
We don't just do a free podcast.
No, we don't. We do lots more.
It just flips my head the number of people that think this is all we do.
How many times do we see in the group where somebody says, I'm looking for this and this, and then we get 20 other recommendations instead of, well, that's what Woz and Nick do.
That's the times where I go and bang my head against a wall. It's like, Warwick, Warwick, Warwick.
And it's our fault.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be a wanker. Like the desire to not be a wanker is so strong that so many of us just don't do anything.
Silly, isn't it? Now that we're talking about it.
I feel like such a wanker.
Same.
For not being a wanker.
Great. Oh, it's terrible.
All right. Do your video, promote your business, or share a learning from a job that turned to custard. Tag Tradies in Business on Facebook. So we've got to see that you've posted it to your business page.
Yes.
That's the deal.
Yep. We don't mind Instagram either.
No, Instagram will do.
Better still, give yourself a second chance and do both.
Yeah. A bonus entry. And we'll pick out the best job that went to custard and the best self-promotion video.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll send you some free shit. And if you haven't joined the group on Facebook.
What are you doing?
Yeah. What are you doing?
Really? Come on.
Make sure you find Tradies in Business in groups. It is growing rapidly. It has some kick-ass conversations going on, some awesome people in there. A lot of our trade desk and drawing board members are hanging out in there as well. So they are probably some of the most proactive members in the free group as well, jumping in and providing advice, support, tips, sharing their learnings.
Solutions.
There's some rock stars in there secretly hanging out. So make sure you go join the free group on good old Stalkbook, and go find out how to be good at business, not just good at your trade. Is that a tagline?
Oh, that was good.
Ooh, that just popped out on a Friday.
This happens to us on Fridays.
I know. Hang on, let's write that down.
There's no more pressure. See, we don't have that ding, ding, ding pressure with my big hands coming over my shoulders. And so we can come up with these awesome taglines and segues.
I am seriously.
You are actually writing this down as we speak in a big red pen on white paper. On the desk. So there you are, listeners. Make sure you come find us on Facebook and Instagram. We're a bit slow on the gram, but we're getting better. And we will share your sharing as well. Let us help promote you.
Let's all be wankers together.
Yay!
Well, have a rockin' good Friday or whatever day you're listening to this. I hope it's as good as a Friday for you, even if it's a Monday. Make Monday a Friday. Make Mondays like Fridays.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. Or if you're self-employed, it doesn't matter because you just work 7 days a week.
No, they don't.
And we'll see you in the group.
See you soon.
Look forward to those videos.
You've been listening to the Tradies in Business podcast with Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Find out more about today's guest, tools for your trade business and other cool stuff at tradiesinbusiness.com.au.